better than no one in the world caring whether you lived or died. She was responsible for a child's life, and everything else that went with that, but she still felt as if she was playing at being a grown-up. Unstrapping Millie, she spread out a blanket on the floor so that her four-month-old daughter could kick, then went to investigate the kitchen. The cupboards were full of dust and odd screws or bits of wood from the installation, and the fridge was new and totally empty. She switched it on and put in her few bits of food. Millie seemed happy, so Janie quickly washed out the cupboards, then made a cup of tea while she waited for the shelves and drawers to dry. When the baby grew hungry, she prepared a bottle of formula. There was never any trouble getting Millie to drink her bottles, thank goodness. She was such a good baby. Afterwards, Millie fell asleep very suddenly, which made things a lot easier. Janie put her back on the floor and covered her with a blanket. Poor little love. She had a bright red patch on one cheek, still, which meant more teeth were coming through. She had the upper two front teeth already. Janie tiptoed across to deal with the bedroom. There was enough room for a cot as well as the single bed, thank goodness. She pulled the face at the old-fashioned wardrobe against one wall, a huge thing with a mirror on the door and shelves inside it on the left. Since the baby was still asleep, she unpacked their clothes. Even combined